In the cosmos, there were creatures beyond any comprehension, ones that channeled the spirits of the constellation and its powers. Here, Enrique and Oscar joined together with the powers of the constellation of a coffee bean and of a seagull pigeon, I don't know what that is, but they formed together. They formed together to form the super team, the Saint.
We can't call ourselves the Saint Seiyas because that's his name. What do we call ourselves?
The Saint Team Bean Team. That's what we said on Tuesday.
Yeah. The Saint Bean Team. Go.
I am Puerto Rican coffee. With me is other Puerto Rican coffee. That doesn't work.
Dark roast.
You're dark roast. I will be light roast. Is that too on the nose?
You are cafe con leche.
I channel the power of cafe con leche. Oscar channels the power of... You're not like dark roast. I think you're medium roast. You're a nice medium, like open.
I know, but you know. Dude, I do have a dark humor to me.
That is true. But quick side note, before we get into today's episode of Burnt Out Cafe with Oscar Fernandez at Oscar Farts and Enrique Rosado at Ryder Rosado, and we talk about the anime, the old original 1981, I think, Saint Seiya, I have one thing to tell Oscar.
Six.
Eight, 1986 version, Saint Seiya is... Hey, Oscar, I just recently had this coffee from Aldi because they have these marketing, like, Halloween versions, but it's actually pretty dope because there's a medium roast that has, like, the taste of, like, taste, but you know, notes of like apple and orange. The other one had like of honey and is a dark roast and oak. And I was like, this is dope as shit. I haven't told Oscar about this. Burnt out coffee. Now to talk about anime.
Yeah, I mean, I saw someone post that recently about the Aldi thing. So I'm gonna go tomorrow and pick up some. Posted that?
Yeah. Like two bags of coffee?
Oh, this person had green nails. This is a girl.
Are you sure? Can't see my green nails? Can't see how fast?
HIV positive.
Bringing it back to the O's. But you got to go farther back to the 80s, Oscar, where we're talking about Saint Seiya. We watched the first three. Well, I watched the first three episodes of Saint Seiya. Oscar, how many episodes did you watch?
Six.
And if I'm correct, I remember seeing this on Toonami. You too? I think you texted me going, oh my god.
No, that's something I wanted to tell you.
I think I know what you're going to say, because I did research on this too.
So, I was really excited for this, because I was thinking of a completely different anime.
Oh, so you weren't even thinking Saint Seiya?
No! I was thinking of Ronin Warriors on Toonami. I thought maybe Saint Seiya was like the Japanese name for it. I put on...
So you thought of the wrong anime.
I was so excited. I was like, I love Ronin Warriors. Oh, that show's so badass. And... they're very similar, actually. And so I hit play and watch it, and I'm like, huh. So what the fuck this is?
Okay, then before we jump into the show, just so we have an establishment of what we know, have you ever heard of Saint Seiya before seeing this show?
I've seen clips, but I knew nothing of it.
Okay, because I actually knew of the show before because I watched it when I was younger. All right, then. So I think it'll be more unbiased if we jump into your opinions of everything first. Kind of like I'll give you some guiding questions to go us to help you go through it and help this show kind of go more consecutively. Let me check the time. Got it. I know what it is. So starting off pretty simply, pretty easily is this. Oscar, you've seen the first six episodes. What is it about? What is the story?
It
like a normal breakdown where we compare it to
modern contemporary. Apparently, standards. A long ass time ago, there was evil shit, and the Saints are these weird heroes. They're humans,
yes,
but they're granted the powers of constellations. So they have like special moves, extra strength and speed and things like that. And most importantly, they have a cloth, which is armor, but they call it a cloth, but it's never in a cloth-like texture. It's always in an armor form in a heavy box.
It makes sense. It's a giant metal box that you open it up, and this armor takes the shape of a creature that is such like cloth. When I look at my shirt, every time I open my closet, it takes the shape of a human ready to wear it. It's like...
Yeah, so there's no cloth, but they keep calling it that. But anyway, these saints saved the world a long-ass time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like modern days, or 1986, and saints are still powerful. It's not the original saints, obviously. It's or I don't know what the time gap is between then and now, but it's a long time. And so there's chosen warriors that get to wear the cloths of these constellations. And for some reason... they're doing a martial arts tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Just the Saints.
Yes.
To win a golden cloth,
mm-hmm.
is the constellation of Sagittarius.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are a multitude of these different cloths. I forgot the full number. It was like 20-something in the northern sky of the constellations. Mm-hmm. Another like 47 in the southern. And the ones on the belt of the equator are the main 12.
Mm-hmm. The zodiac ones.
Those, yes. Those are the most powerful ones. Those are the ones we all know, like Sagittarius, Leo, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And so our story is about this little Japanese boy in Greece. Apparently the creator really liked Greek mythology or something.
That
or
makes astrology. Sense. Greek mythology is massive in the world. Everything. Greek...
If you mean Western teachings, but
they gave us dope stories. That's what matters more. It is. We wouldn't have got a war without it.
Very true. But now that doesn't matter anymore because now they're doing Norse mythology. But anyway, it's
it's a better one.
Better. The thing is, they're going a lot more story driven versus the action aspect. So if they would have like done this style with the old one, I'm sure it would have been really good as well.
Speaking but actually, anyway. That is actually a good point to make, because the whole point of what we do is digest everything we're viewing and like comparing it to contemporary standards, because this is, we're asking, does Saint Seiya hold up? We're trying to figure that out. And I had a question for you, Oscar, because you kind of pointed out something I wanted to say unintentionally, how looking at God of War, the new version, it's very story-driven than action-based. How do you feel Saint Seiya then drives?
Ooh, buddy. A lot of exposition. There is a lot of exposition. It's a lot to unpack.
Impossible.
And the way they do that, it doesn't feel very natural.
No.
And it only makes sense for the viewer because... the way they do this exposition is in through the thoughts and minds of the person. So you'll see them, I'm going to fight you. My name is Timmy Two-Fists. And all of a sudden, it's like, I can't lose. I can't lose because of my love for my master from all those years ago. And then we spend like the next 10 minutes in some like exposition in his mind. So the viewer has background knowledge of this character. But nobody else in the show does. Mm-hmm. And then they get back to the moment that they were in to fight.
I think that's a typical shonen thing. That is such a shonen trope, I feel.
Yeah, so we get a lot of exposition through flashbacks.
Oh, yeah, because this story starts off like, in my opinion, like, I believe in starting in the middle of the action. This started in the middle of the action... in the middle of the story, in the middle of everything, because they introduce everything. Like, I'm supposed to feel like when Seiya is fighting his first opponent, that he had a long rivalry with this dude? No, it was like, I felt nothing. He was like, you used to bully me all my life when I was younger while we trained here for 6 years in Greece while I was here as a Japanese boy. You're not Greek, you're Japanese. Yes, I am Japanese. And now, let's go into our backstory. And I'm just like, throw a punch.
Yeah. And there's a lot of sibling drama. It's like, I must find my sister. And the other character's like, I have to find my brother. And it's just like, all orphans.
We're orphans. Can we also mention the boy who was riding like a pony?
All of them.
Like,
I was laughing because Jordan was laughing because there was this one. It was, I'm having trouble remembering the name of the constellations. But it was the Pegasus, the dragon, and, like, swan?
Yes, yes. The ice one?
And Jordan just walked in. She's like, is that a goose? So that's all I could see. It was like, honk!
Have you ever played Random Goose Game? Like, Random Goose Game?
I watched it because the game's literally an hour long. But
Oscar.
No, I haven't played it.
That's secretly the consolation right there. That's a secret power. It just messes up people's neighborhoods. Hank! God, like...
My thing is, like...
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching them fight. There's very little martial arts. I don't know if it's a product of its time, but it's like they have their special moves. That fails. They're like, oh, now what do I do? I'm like, I thought you spent, like, whole young adult life how to fight. Some martial arts that you might have learned in this training that they keep mentioning in all the exposition, all these years of training.
Oh,
don't let my 6 years of training go to waste.
Can we talk about the best form of training I've seen ever in anime history? So we're still on the subject of story. Just to give you an idea, to give you an idea of how the training and powers work in this. So one thing I want to pick up before I go into the form of the greatest training known to man, nothing can beat it. Is real quick, their power scaling is absurd. The second he puts on the armor, he can punch faster than Mach speed. I'm like, you set the bar really fucking high now.
And that is a trope of a lot of Japanese anime. Where they like to throw in numbers.
Oh, you mean how the 1,400 kilogram punch?
They like to throw in a lot of numbers all the time.
It's supposed to show...
To kids, that doesn't make a damn lick of sense.
It is for the kids, because it's like it's supposed to just show in context of, whoa, his number's 14,000, but his number's 28. It's supposed to just give scaling instead of just showing us the difference. Because that's, to me, that's what the best anime... That's why I'm so happy when DBZ dropped the power scaling, a sense of that. That's what all good action shows in general do, is when there's a difference in power scaling, they don't tell you, they show you. This show tells you. So much do they tell you. They'll tell you.
Oh, but, and a weird thing is when they're fighting and someone wins, the thing says game over.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be like a game. Dude, okay.
Very strange. I'm like, it's like a martial arts tournament, not a video game.
And there's not, okay. And like you were saying, there's not a lot of martial arts. A lot of their moves are just like, how do I punch better than the other person? Whereas like,
it's literally My Hero. It's like, I defeat my enemy by punching him harder.
But My Hero does it so much better. So I want, like, Gigok does a video that explains why My Hero isn't boring in fighting, and basically. It's because of the story is wrapped around the fights. There are no fights that don't matter. Everything matters for a reason. So that's why even if it's just a single punch can feel epic. Besides that, this show, and I will give my biasism of this. For the martial arts, it is a product of its time because of the limitations to an extent because DBZ came out a little while after and their Kung Fu was great.
I want to hear that because... Dragon Ball was around the same time.
Oh, and it was so much better. Yep.
Fist of the North Star.
Fist of the North Star had good martial arts. The movies, I felt, had better fighting. It's what I was going to say is the quality of action, like the pace, speed, and everything. I know that's technological limitations, but I feel like it doesn't smooth. And this is where I say my biasism is going to happen. I just recently rewatched Avatar, like The Last Airbender, and like it reminded me how good Kung Fu is, even though they're all magical bending. Of just how strategic you have to be in a fight. Like, just seeing that is so amazing, because in that show, it's not just I'm stronger than you, I smart you. Where Saint Seiya tries to do the same thing, but it... I will say this. I liked how it combined magic and science. How from the beginning, they talk about the Big Bang, they talk about how everything is made out of molecules, and they're like, using basically kind of a magic, he's able to break down the atoms of things. That explains. He's not super strong only, it's... He's able to break it because he uses his magic to break stuff on an atomic level, which all the saints are able to do.
Or splitting atoms, punches, like nukes going off with every punch.
Yeah. That's like, honestly, that's how it feels. Like, their power scaling is so high. There's this dude punched the air practicing when he first turned on the armor and completely cut a woman's shoulder. From, like, what assumes to be miles away. Their power scaling so high. But also,
no.
The story's writing... I will say this. Before I go deeper into the story's writing, I want to show you... I want to tell you, Oscar, I've been teasing. What is the greatest kung fu? You know it. The greatest form of training that was ever seen in all of anime history. You don't remember? How I went into the Rockies. And I lost count. Of how many grizzly bears I strangled with these hands. I went in, they go into a montage. I strangled all the grizzlies, one by one. I am the reason they are extinct. And I'm like, this is the dude representing America. The man who strangled grizzly bears. I know kung fu because I strangled grizzly bears.
Like, the thing, like, his words resonated with me because he was like, how could you beat me with such wimpy arms? I'm like, I know. That's what I'm thinking right now. Like, how do you break his thing with these tiny little tiny hands?
Those are not those hands.
Big meaty hands.
Exactly. Those aren't hands that were strangling grizzlies. That's a hand that was just doing kung fu, not strangling grizzlies.
I'm just saying, you're strangling grizzlies. You got like the thickest Popeye forearms and then this string bean with the... second lamest constellation. I'm the Pegasus. Yeah, and breaks his hands.
it's through the atomic power of the cosmos. Now, going into contemporary science, because like I said, I'm comparing it to like modern times with the understanding of the limitations of technology. That's why I'm like, the reason I'm saying all this is not because I'm like the limitations of technology. They can't do these beautiful fights. It's he wins technically. He wins technically because he outsmarted him by breaking the wrists so like he can like actually hurt his arms and strategically beat him. But Oscar, do you remember what preceded that moment in the scene? Man, Seiya, you gotta pay attention in my class. You need to destroy, when your opponent is stronger than you, you need to destroy their strongest weapon. My strongest weapon on my arm. My
arms.
Seiya, you need to destroy the strongest weapon. The strongest
weapon. My strongest weapon on my arms.
Seiya, you need to destroy his strongest weapon. The strongest
weapon. Strongest weapon on my arm.
They did it for like a whole 3 minutes and I'm just like. And then after he figures it out, he says it again. He's like, I'm choking you with my strongest weapon. My arms. And I'm just like,
I just want to let you know, like, happens again.
Huh? No, what episode?
Happens again. Episode, like, 4 or 5. And again, it's like 4 or 5 times back to back to back. And I'm like, ooh.
They are stretching this. So, I know what you're thinking. They're shitting all over Saint Seiya. They hate it. Well, no, wait up. I'm going to say this, Oscar. You give your opinion. I'll give mine. I still like the show as a shonen. Like, story-wise, the story is a by-the-numbers shonen with a cool hook of the Greek mythology. And it starts off at super powerful, like, super high level. It doesn't start off at, I can crush a rock. It starts off with, I can devastate grizzly bears. It's... starts at a high level, and I actually enjoyed that. Like, jumping into it, I felt like I would jump into the deep end of a pool that doesn't make sense. But as I watched it, I was like, fighting-wise, action-wise, okay, this dude has vamp. This episode I actually remember from when I was a kid. The snake one versus the geese. Hank.
Hydra versus honkers.
Yep. Viper versus honkers. I actually remember that. And I was like, that's a cool fight. That is a cool fight. How do you feel? Story-wise,
I feel that compared. It wasn't a cool fight, but
what?
Let's see.
The little,
well, yeah, because like it was. Listen, it's lame because like they just talked the whole damn fight. They stabbed him with the little teethy thingies. Find out like, ha, you never poisoned me at all. There was nothing to worry about because my arm was made of ice.
But he stabbed him in the face. He still stabbed him in the face. That should hurt.
Never reached his body because of the eyes. Just crap tons of exposition all over again. But did like the main character because he wasn't Goku.
Explain.
Like, Goku does have some setbacks, but from day one, he's very strong.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, it's hard to think Goku will ever lose.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just keep giving him more and more power. He gets exponentially stronger. This main character, from episode one, he gets his ass beat. Again and again and again.
Daily and nightly.
Every fight he's in, punching him, breaking him, blood's gushing out. And he wins by pretty much wit and the skin of his teeth.
Yes.
My arms, that guy. he fights a dragon guy later on, and he beats him using his wit once more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like that was kind of refreshing. Although, okay, so they're giving us a hero that isn't OP. He's going to develop. He's going to get stronger, hopefully in a more natural way, and it's not just, you know. But I like the special moves. They look really cool. That whole Pegasus Meteor Fist.
Yeah, so going into the animation, how do you feel about it?
It's definitely a product of its time.
Yeah.
I do like that they weren't afraid to show blood.
Oh, yeah. Right when they hit the rock.
This is more of a, this is more of a kid's show, I want to say. It's not like, you know, but it's like they weren't afraid to show blood.
Mm-hmm.
The style is very much of his age. I was looking at him. Like, I've seen his face and his hairstyle on, like, 10 different main other characters. I was thinking, like, Cyborg 009 and, like those shows made from Astro Boy afterwards. But
the music is very anime 1980s. That music was...
The music, the sound effects. Though, the intro, though, I was jamming. I was
I was saying, But like the soundtrack through the movie, every discarded bets, she was like, this is some lo-fi and chill shit right here. I'm like,
Why I kind of dug it.
I dig it. Like, but, I like it.
The animation was still, I like the art style. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I think they look pretty. The armor.
I think it looks good. So it's me being an old man. I've been on a historical kick for a while. They're very sort of a samurai flavor. As far as the headpieces, the way the armor is, it's very samurai versus something you would find in Greece.
I thought they looked Greek. Or at least Roman.
Look.
Maybe not Greek, maybe Roman a bit. Because you know, no. Like the Colosseum warriors. Because these are not representing of the soldiers. I think this is more, because even how they're in a Colosseum fighting, this is more representative of, like, I feel like Colosseum battles. Because when you look at them, because now, this is what I'm saying. Imagine this. Take away whatever clothes they're wearing, like the leotards. All they have is a helmet, shoulders, a little chest piece, like for one chest, and boots, and I think skirt, like a metal skirt. That looks, in my mind, very Greek or
Roman. It's more like a metal cock piece, but yeah.
But that looks like very Roman and Greek, like Colosseum fighting. And that's what I think they were meant to imitate, I think. Because if you take away the leotards, they look like they would be right in there.
Different styles of gladiators, only one of them had a shoulder piece, and he only wore it on one side.
That's how, like, Seiya has it. Seiya doesn't have it on both. He only has one. He has two shoulder pieces, but his chest piece is one.
What you mean? And the gladiators didn't have chest pieces, but
I think there were some. Like, I remember seeing a famous one, the one with the weird circle head. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you?
Yeah, that one has a big shield. Let me see. All almost had like the armor that goes from the shoulder. I mean, from the elbow down.
For our video users, our audio listeners, I am sorry. Can you see that? That's what I'm kind of describing.
I gotcha, but you know, it's very, including the the headdresses are very
samurai, yes,
Japanese. But anyway, very samurai.
That's the creator's flavor coming in, his own culture seeping into the design.
Almost like it's obviously whoever the creator was. It's like Japanese guy who really liked Greek stuff. Mm-hmm. Now I do like I don't like the samurai sort of. Where it has like the V or like the half moon stuff. The
something here.
Like I like that on Samurai.
Yeah.
But to me, they look like Gundams.
Yes. Yes.
Like humans wearing Gundam armor. The ones I do like are the ones that are more animal, like the unicorn one, the dragon one.
Pegasus.
Those I like a lot. They've got really nice aesthetic to them. Mm-hmm. The swan still looks stupid. But like Phoenix. Helmet looks like straight Gundam wing. And yeah, he looks like a Gundam, but good job. I like the way like the animation is for the special moves. The dragon one's super cool, the Pegasus one's super cool. Hydra one was meh, but he's not a main character anyway. Diamond Dust was kind of cool. Mm-hmm. So I've got no problems with the animation whatsoever. The there is a little bit of recycling animation. There's one where it's episode 6, mm-hmm. and then the guy goes like this. He goes, huh? And then the second guy, they zoom in, They literally do it 4 or 5 times right in a row. Like, God help me.
Like, because this is why I want to think about this. This show actually has. You know this is the first Saint Seiya. You know there's like 6 shows. There's a modern one that came out like a few years back, and there's one like even came out sooner than that. Like I think like 1 or 2 years ago.
I think the newest one was like CG, which you know isn't my favorite when it comes to anime, so I really didn't.
I would like to do a comparison piece one day where we watch a newer one and see how it goes. Because story-wise, I don't think it's going to change because it's written by the same author, written around the same time, or at least like with the same ideals and everything. Maybe it changes, but later on, I think story-wise, it'll always be the same flavor. And I want to see how time has changed, even how they fight. Because one thing that is...
Check out the CG movie they have on Netflix. I want to check that one out just to see what like the story's like and what they kind of do with it.
And because the thing is like, I want to see how they handle it because the fights, and this is true of very 1980s and even early 90s anime... And I'm not saying all of them. I mean more like it's seen more than it's not. And the ones that are not seen in it, that normally is pointed out. Like a good example would be Dragon Ball, even though it also popularized a little bit of what I'm about to say. Cowboy Bebop and a lot of fighting ones. But they like to do the so quick you can't see that they use it as a way to hide a lot of the moves. And the thing is, a lot of these shows say we are heavily based in martial arts. And what they mean is they throw fists that are so fast you can't see them that it's not a lot of a martial arts. Like, going back to, like, you can bring up Cowboy Bebop, you can bring up Avatar Last Airbender, like I said, and well, I know that might influence a bit me. But I mean, like, you don't see them, like, make contact or even how they move out of the way, dodge it. You see some basic dodges like this, like, I'm so fast, I don't need to move. But you know what I mean? Like, actual Kung Fu shows, you'll see how they drive it away. But I don't know if it's a product of the time to save money they did that. I don't know.
It's like, I like Dragon Ball and Cowboy Bebop, the older ones, just because they would still show the move in of itself. Like the type of punch I'm throwing to the counter or whatever, they would show it. And when you get to like Z, they get to the excuse of, they're moving so fucking fast to where you're sitting there, mm-hmm. and there's literally whole minutes of characters going like this.
Mm-hmm. They just
around like, oh man, and yeah. in the actual animation is just
yeah.
And when they show him fighting, you mm-hmm. see Goku's torso and Frieza's torso, mm-hmm. but their arm and legs are zero detail. It's just
yeah,
like just flashing lines.
To give Z some credit, they do good fights later on. Like Majin Buu, the Goku versus Vegeta fight is good. Broly,
I mean,
in the movies when they have a bigger budget, they do better fights. Yes, but I know what you're saying.
I think they do well when it matters to the story.
Mm-hmm.
Filler, they do it a lot.
Yeah.
One of my favorite was the Broly movie, which I thought wasn't good, but I loved it to where the fight was so detailed, and then they go first person, and then you just see him get wailed on. Just like, damn, this is freaking good right here.
And the reason I say all this is because I know I'm spoiled a bit in my fights because... controversial. No, I don't think it is, but a lot of people kind of like shitting on it now. Naruto had some of the most amazing fights in anime I've ever seen. Story-wise building, and even action. The young Naruto Sasuke fight, where they're just on the water going, bah, 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 bah. Like, you actually see Sasuke doing moves, and them using what they learned in unique and interesting ways, that I'm like, this is beautiful. So when I watch like older shows, not even just older shows, when I watch shows that claim to be heavily martial arts, I go, not every fight should be these hyper detailed stuff, but at least some of them. Like the first episode, I felt like it was a lot of, I'm just seeing the aftermath, not the blows, or even like the dodges. They're just too fast to dodge. There were so many like Snake Viper, Thunder Viper Strike. Close up three times, and then we just see Saint.
You know, the flavor of throwing in the animals imagery mm-hmm. every now and again
that was
really smart. That gives a little something extra. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's still, to me, it's still entertaining. I probably won't stick with it just because of the story.
Yeah, yeah.
But the animation, the fighting style, like I like the main character, like, you know, it has a lot of good stuff to it.
No, I agree with you 100%. I feel, I guess we could end this episode, because this is like a, congratulations, Oscar, it's been a while since we've done this episode. I feel like now we get to answer, does it hold up? We talked about the animation, we talked about the story, we talked about the characters, we talked about the music, we didn't talk about the voice acting, because in my opinion, it's old 80s English voice acting. Even though, I will say this, there are actually some prominent voice actors in there that later on perform amazingly. Like the Myra Mira, the one with the red hair and the mask, she goes on to play in Clannad as Tomoyo. No. One of the twins. And another one, like, they actually have, like, the announcer who was giving the Pegasus one away, like, the dude in the mask, too. I think he goes on in Bleach. Like, they're all, like, prominent. So, there you go. Not amazing performances, but a lot of names.
A lot of the voices were bad. I liked a lot of the voices. It was the side characters that ruined it for me.
Yeah. And
some that were just really bad. I was just like, oof.
Yeah.
The one, the little Russian kid,
mm-hmm.
it's the Swan Boy on the lake. That voice actor was woo. I was like, oh man. I was like, oh.
It's a product of its time, because that's just a staple of them. It's not even that they're bad voice actors. It's just they didn't know how to voice act anime and how to structure the scripts 100%. So I give them that leeway. That's where I'm saying, like, we are examining them in modern times, but we also understand that they are a product of their time itself. That being said, Oscar, we're going to answer, does this hold up? You can go first.
I think if you are a younger viewer, you will definitely enjoy it because of all the beautiful action, all the bright, pretty colors, mm-hmm. And that's, I'm not saying, you know, that's a downplaying in any way. It is done very beautifully. Mm-hmm. If you're there, if you're older like us, and you're there for hopefully a good story, it's a lot of exposition. It gets kind of convoluted, kind of boring. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense on why they're doing certain things. You just kind of keep going along with it.
Yeah.
So to me, comparison to all the stuff that's out there, including old cartoons and anime, including American, to me, it does not hold up. Mm-hmm. I rather watch To the Dark Water, and that show was never even completed. So,
yeah, I don't think it holds up. Like I said, I want to see more of the modern stuff because I actually enjoy Saint Seiya in the sense of just a popcorn. Oh, I just need a shonen. That's just action, cool concepts. I don't care if the delivery of the story is amazing. I just want a bare bones. I need to find my sister. Here's some Zodiac Greek powers. Kung Fu. But I want to see more of the modern ones to see if they kind of fix a lot of the issues I have problems with. But that could be also a product of its time. And as well as a... because it had six seasons, it came... I saw this as a... they were trying to make this last as long as it can. So they were focused on more of... because when it comes to budgets, a lot of people like to say, they spent their whole budget on an episode. The way budgeting shows go out is like they have a budget for each episode that's spread out because they have a season budget. And it just depends on... budget means time spent on working on it. Really, that's what it means. And if they didn't have that much time to continuously work on it, that's where the action falters, where I feel like the new ones with more contemporary styles were like, we rather have shorter seasons if the quality of episodes are better. Going back to, like I said, of My Hero, shorter seasons, better episodes. But I don't think this holds up.
So I was looking it up, and Ronin Warriors 88, so only 2 years after. And I remember that one being heavily story driven. So I'm going to have to go find where I can find that one and kind of compare it to Saint Seiya. I'm very curious.
That sounds good to me. And yeah, so
I remember having those toys.
I've never seen it, so I'm excited. So
Tsunami.
Maybe. Okay. You say something. Why don't this, Oscar, you give us the final like saying before I go into the house cleaning. Let me look up Ronin Warriors. You there?
Excellent.
Are you going to talk?
I mean, no.
All right, people. I guess I'll keep going then. Oh my God. That looks just like Samurai Troopers. They look just like... oh my God. I remember seeing this. I would get
a tiger, right?
Yeah, this is so... Yeah, this would be actually a good thing to tackle. So find it, Oscar, so we could find it, Oscar.
Shorter. It's a lot shorter.
We'll talk about it. All right, everyone. And that was this episode of Bent Out Coffee. Big shout out to the Bean Team. Congratulations on Tuesday. We officially named y'all. Congratulations. You joined us. We are part of it. With me, as always, is Oscar Fernandez, a.k.a. Brown Bean One. He is our medium roast. And he can be found at Oscar Farts. I'm Enrique Rosado at Right of Rosado. And I am, what did we go with? Café con leche. I'm your cafe con leche.
Leche.
And thank you for watching. If you like the episode, make sure to like it. If you enjoy the show, you do. Subscribe to it. If you're listening to any audio podcast version, if you're watching us on YouTube, Facebook, just like and subscribe. It helps us grow. We really greatly appreciate it. As well as, we want to leave you with two questions. One, obvious. Do you think the original 1986 version of Saint Seiya holds up? We would love... do you agree with our opinions? Do we think you're wrong or right? Give us down below. Let us know what you think. And give us reasons, too. We don't want to just go, is it trash or is it good? Expand the conversation. Let this grow. And our second question, I think I'll take this one, Oscar. If you can have a constellation armor of whatever you want, what would it be? Oscar, what would you want your constellation armor to be?
I don't know many constellations.
You can make one up. Just make one up.
I'd go with the bear.
Be careful, that man. He's known to strangle grizzly bears. He'll find you. He'll find you and get you. I think I would go with the coqui. You know why? Yep. That's how they know that. Oh, is that the coqui out there? Wait.
Darkness. They only hear you. They don't see you.
And you know what? They hear thousands of me. Please, man, I'm just trying to get a good night's sleep.
I have a question.
Yes.
What do you all prefer? I'm going to, this is a question to you, Ray. You can answer if you like, but this is a question for all y'all. I want to see lots of comments on this one. Do you prefer detailed? For example, like pretty much any time Naruto and Sasuke have a one-on-one, it's very detailed from the hand signs to the actual hand and foot positions. Like you're getting every single contact. It's very satisfying. Do you prefer something like versus the like Five Nation Shinobi, where it's just like flying around, complete onslaught and mayhem,
okay,
which is equally beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. Equally beautiful, but it does lose a lot of detail here and there. But the way it's just so sweeping and vast and just like constant back and forth of power. And it's just, it's a whole nother style of fighting. What do you all prefer? Is it the detail where it's, a lot of, it's more personal, or is it just open ended onslaught? What do y'all prefer?
That's a really good question. But we all can agree, Naruto had some dope-ass fights. And some bad ones we won't talk about because of filler. And with that, thank you for listening to Burnt Talk Coffee. If you like this podcast, why not check out Internet 24? What's Internet 24? It's an audio drama series with Soundscape. Sci-fi, fantasy, anthology series. Wherever you're listening to this, if it's on YouTube, any podcast platform, Facebook, guess what? Internet 24 is there. Give it a watch. Also, I have a webcomic called Cat Trails. You can find out Webtoon and Tapas. It's fantasy. It's about a journey. It's about adventure. It's about dope shit. Go read it. And Oscar, you like the description? It's like a, because what it is a journey of two characters going down a mystical quest. And it's really inspired by everything. If you hear me, if you like how I'm talking about shows and everything, it's inspired by everything I love. And I always look at the stuff, even the stuff I don't like, grab it. The good from it and learn from the bad and try to put into everything I write. But Oscar, what do you got to tell the people?
Say ya!
was that our famous catchphrase? Our famous catchphrase. Say. I thought you were going to go with Oscar. We must strike their greatest strength. You must strike.
Mom!
But Oscar, you must strike their greatest strength! Yeah, it's your arms. I don't know if you got that. He mentioned how he struck grizzlies with them. My arms. Did you?
Count how many grizzlies I strangled with these hands.
And their excuse at the end. Their fucking excuse at the end. Did you remember what they said? That fool, doesn't he know any saint is stronger than a grizzly? Yes, he should have realized that. He should have been training on stuff stronger than a grizzly. Oscar, don't forget a saint is stronger than a grizzly. Hank.
All right. Till next time, Bean Team.
See ya, Bean Team.